Hi, Rick. Sorry about that.
I'm calling because I was just diagnosed with acute hepatitis from a viral or chemical source, not Hep A, B, or C, they said. And I'm calling to get your suggestions on how to promote recovery. I was advised to discontinue use of alcohol, acetaminophen, and all supplements. I'm also curious about the probable cause of contracting this. I recently had a pneumococcal and flu vaccine and also had a hernia surgery. And then finally, whether it's communicable or contagious.
I think you, let me make sure I heard correctly. Did I hear you say it's not hepatitis A, B, or C?
Correct.
Okay, in that case, it's not likely to be contagious because those are the viral forms designated by A, B, and C. So it's not too likely to be contagious. And yes, you can get hepatitis from a toxin. That's very, very possible. So what I don't understand is why conventional medical doctors don't read about the difference in humans and animals in making vitamin C's in their livers. Now, humans, gorillas, monkeys, apes, and guinea pigs, which is why they're such good guinea pigs, don't make vitamin C in their own livers. They don't. They have to have vitamin C from the outside to even stay alive. But animals, dogs, cats, giraffes, any animal you can name, birds and so forth, when they are presented with a toxin, whether it's injected or given to them in their animal food, or when they're put under a stress, such as this type of experiment where you ask rats to not drown. And how do they not drown? They have to run like crazy on a wheel that's partially submerged in water. And the reason they have to run like crazy is to stay on the part of the wheel that isn't submerged in water, or they will drown. Any kind of stress, whether it's that kind of stress, the psychological stress, I'm sure rats have a psyche when they're trying to not drown, or whether it's arsenic given to someone, or if it's battery plant workers in World War II who were filling up with lead, or if it's a virus, or whatever the heck it is, sir, their livers go into overdrive making vitamin C. Now, just for example, I work with people who take 3 or 4 grams of vitamin C a day, and that's part of their regime to rarely get colds or the flu. But when these people come down with a cold or the flu, they say, oh my goodness, I can usually take a maximum of 3 to 6 grams of vitamin C a day. But when I was coming down with that flu, and of course that's not the gastrointestinal flu, because that's where the vitamin C goes, but let's say it's a respiratory flu, I could take 20 grams of vitamin C a day and I didn't get any gas or loose bowels at all, showing that the body was taking up a hell of a lot more vitamin C to deal with it. Let me go back to those battery plant workers in World War II. They were found to have significant amounts of lead in their system. They're working in a battery plant. So they were asked to max out on how much vitamin C. That's Linus Pauling's idea. They were asked to take several grams of vitamin C a day. And what do you know? They started excreting a lot of extra lead. So anytime anything is stressing the liver, particularly, which is the organ that is supposed to make vitamin C, but cannot because we're missing the little piece of DNA that helps us make vitamin C that all the other animals have. Well, what I ask people to do is to get onto that vitamin C road that nature has provided for us. Now, in your particular case, if this is acute, it should be 3 times a day instead of 2x a day. And you start with vitamin C at 1 gram 3 times a day, give it a couple 3 days. I didn't get gas or loose bowels. Go up to 2, give it a couple 3 days. I didn't get gas or loose bowels. And just go as high as you can until you get gas or loose bowels. And at that point, your body's telling, excuse me, I don't want any more than that. Please back off. And you do. And you stay there until that gives you gas or loose bowels, which it will as the toxin is detoxified. And then you'll have to back off again. And that is the most important thing that nature does. Every animal out there, when it's presented with a toxin, a virus, a carcinogen, or emotional stress, does this.
Okay. Is there any other supplement that should be considered? Somebody suggested N-acetylcysteine.
That is a very good one. That is a very good one for general purposes for the liver, sir, the N-acetylcysteine. It helps with production of glutathione, which is a major antioxidant for the body. So that was a very good suggestion somebody gave you.
Okay. And The possibility of this being caused by a vaccination, is that at all likely? I did get, simultaneously, just before the onset of this, I got both a flu and pneumococcal vaccination.
Well, sir, that is a possibility. Why? Because these vaccinations are not purely the dead flu virus or the dead pneumococcus virus. There are things in there called adjuvants. Oddly enough, mercury was outlawed in vaccines in Washington State, except in emergencies, and the legislature passed that law. It was signed by the governor. However, the legislation contained an exception that in emergency situations, why, we could allow those things in vaccines. And guess what? The then Secretary of Health decided it was an emergency, and it's been an emergency ever since. So in Washington State, one is allowed to use vaccines with other garbage in them, and those can cause toxicity to the liver. It's usually the other garbage that's in the vaccines.
I see.
Such as mercury, such as aluminum. There are a number of other things that are added to vaccines. I'm not clear why, but they are.
All right. And the possibility that the doctor said it could be either chemical or viral, even though he said it wasn't A, B, or C, the possibility that it's viral would imply that it could be then communicable to my wife, right?
If it is viral and it's not A, B, or C, that'd be very interesting to know what it could be. But, okay, if the doctor said it's possible, it's likely possible. And, yes, it could be communicable. So one of the biggest things she could do is bulk up her vitamin C, too, to defend herself against it.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Wright. Appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, sir. And I'm sorry you don't know where it's coming from. Maybe the vaccines, maybe it's just a virus or what. It would be a little easier to get after if we knew for sure.
I wish I knew.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, sir. Bye now.